Today marks 1 year since the insurrection by pro-Trump supporters at the U.S. Capitol. It was a terrifying day for the country and for the lawmakers and staff inside the Capitol. Joining us to talk about that is the House Assistant Speaker, Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Rupa.
1 year out, what is the single thing that sticks in your memory the most about that day?
It's hard to pick one thing, Rupa, and being here in D.C. this morning is already emotional. But I guess if I had to pick one, it would be as I approach the Capitol to go to my office, to see those white supremacist flags flying, to hear this angry roar that emanated from the Capitol and smell the tear gas and the bear spray that were being used against the police. It was a moment that is imprinted on my mind, and the thought that this was happening in our country just was so hard to take in. And that feeling has stayed with us as we commemorate the grim events and we honor those who lost their life defending the Capitol last year.
I'm sure you're reflecting on this like a lot of people, but do you think that we as a country have done enough to confront what led us to the insurrection last year, and if we've done enough to prevent it from happening again?
The work before us is clear, and what we have to do is protect the right to vote. That is what ensures that the people's voice will continue to be heard in our elections. And we have seen in a direct reaction to what we saw here in the riots and insurgency we witnessed a year ago today, has resulted in voter suppression laws by the hundreds being filed across this country. These are related. We cannot take them apart. And even though we have cleaned up the glass and the blood at the Capitol, this very threat to our right to vote remains real and it remains dangerous.
What's been the toll on your staff? Are there mental health concerns or have people left because of that day?
You know, for the staff, for the custodians, for people who worked in the Capitol, this has been an incredibly devastating event that has cast a very long shadow. But what is most important for us at this time is that we recognize that trauma. We recognize the mental health issues that have been highlighted by this pandemic and encourage people to get the help they need.
Congressman Jake Auchincloss has said he won't co-sign or collaborate on legislation with members of the Republican Party who refuse to certify the 2020 election. Where do you stand on that?
Listen, this has been difficult. It has been difficult to watch people that I have worked with for years on different issues turn their back on the American people, on our democracy, and instead choose to promote this big lie that is not just incredible misinformation that they are peddling, but is taking out the underpinning of our entire democracy. So, you know, I continue to work with people as I can, but we have to remember that we are going to have a vote again in the next few weeks in the Senate, which we anticipate the senators on the Republican side of the aisle will block voting rights for the third time. This should be unacceptable to every single American.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are scheduled to talk at 9 this morning about the anniversary. What do you hope to hear from them?
I think we are going to hear two things. One is that we will continue to work to promote our democracy and to protect it and secure it for everyone. And the way we're going to do that is by protecting voting rights, which the president and vice president are committed to, and continuing our work to rebuild an economy that works for everyone. Not only have Republicans failed to come together to protect the right to vote, peddled lies and misinformation about the election, they also have failed to come to help the American people. We did not have a single Republican vote for the American Rescue Plan that got our schools reopened, supported vaccinations and testing, and making sure that we have a place for everybody to rejoin this economy. Democrats in the House and the Senate are going to work with this White House to deliver.
Assistant House Speaker Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you.